The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens. Their expert pharmacists are ready to help you when you need them, right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The substance of U.S. policy towards Iran remains the same.
America prefers to resolve our concerns peacefully, although we are determined to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
But the tone seems to be different. More after this from Charlie. Iran has a new president. He's Hassan Rouhani, easier to pronounce than Ahmadinejad, and, President Obama hopes, easier to deal with.
I don't believe this difficult history can be overcome overnight. But I do believe that if we can resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear program, that can serve as a major step down a long road towards a different relationship.
In his speech to the UN General Assembly, the president didn't back away from his red line on nuclear weapons and declared again that we will always stand with Israel. But he acknowledged U.S. interference in Iran in the 50s and the decades of mistrust since then. And a few hours later, when it was Rouhani's turn at the podium, the tone seemed remarkably unbelligerent.
The Islamic Republic of Iran believes that all challenges can be managed successfully through a smart, judicious blend of hope and moderation.
He also said that not only is Iran not pursuing nuclear weapons, but Islam itself forbids it.
Nuclear weapon and other weapons of mass destruction contradict our fundamental religious and ethical convictions.
However, CBS's White House correspondent Major Garrett says the moderate tone may not be entirely due to religious belief, but to ever stricter economic sanctions.
The sanctions have, in the last couple of years, created negative economic growth in Iran, double-digit unemployment, and cut oil exports in half.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.